And I read an opinion piece earlier today by, we were talking yesterday about Amen and Amen. So is it Amish Patel or Amish Patel?
A bit of both. Amish Patel.
Amish, there we go. Mm-hmm. A digital signaling process engineer with the SKA project, which I'm delighted to say that I have visited up at Carnarvon, and it is really, really, really an exciting place to be when you when you hear about the science that is being done there. And and you say, don't, you know, be excited about the Webb telescope. Of course, be excited about it. But don't forget the excitement of the SKA as well.
Indeed. I think it's, you know, because the SKA is a longer-term project, you might see something big early on, and maybe people tend to forget about things, and maybe this is a timely reminder.
I also think, Amish, that there's something sort of intrinsically more exciting about a telescope which is moving to a very distant part of our galaxy, and you know, than something which is in the sort of greater Karoo and near Carnarvon, and it's it's things on land that we know well. There's something more intrinsically exciting about that, but it doesn't mean that the information it's getting is any more exciting than the information that the SKA has been getting and potentially will get in the future.
Yeah, I think the stuff that's going to be happening with the James Webb Space Telescope is, of course, well, like, we can't say groundbreaking, can we? Because it's not on the ground anymore. But it is going to be, by definition, exciting. And what's been happening down here since we first kind of turned it on properly has been, there's no two ways about it, award-winning.
You make the point that one way, one easy way of sort of drawing a distinction between what the James Webb telescope is doing and what the SKA receivers are doing is the difference between sight and sound. They looking, SKA is listening.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was someone who commented saying, you know, that the analogy isn't strictly true because sound waves are not on the electromagnetic spectrum per se. Which is entirely fair. But in a sense, we're both looking. When I say we, I mean SKA and Meerkat and James Webb Space Telescope is also looking out there. They're just in different spectral neighborhoods, if you will. Ones that are a bit of a lower frequency in the radio, which is SKA, and a bit higher sort of infrared is James Webb. So, yeah, looking and listening, if you can say it that way.
What would you say is, you know, somebody who's steeped in the science of this, what would you say is the most exciting thing that the various aspects of SKA has brought into our ken?
That's a good question. And it's something that I try to bring up whenever someone asks me about the project. The things that are most exciting about a new bit of technology aren't necessarily the technology itself, because it gets so much attention. It's the kind of things that happen in the periphery. So in order to make an extremely highly functional, highly precision telescope, there needs to be all the support infrastructure around it to ensure that what we call like 99% uptime, that if it does fail, it will be up within, you know, two ticks kind of thing. And, you know, the pushing off the boundary of radio astronomy is fantastic, but behind that is obviously pushing the boundary of internet and Ethernet connectivity, of processing power, of even, you know, making sure things aren't too noisy in the radio spectrum that are near the facility. So that's why they either bury it sort of deep underground, or they design entirely new types of power lines so that they don't interfere too much. So, you know, the projects themselves are fantastic, but it's sometimes the things that don't necessarily make the headline that are almost more interesting.
Okay. Because I mean, I remember the visit that I did up there. It was while Derek Harnicom was still the Minister of Science and Technology. There was this sort of incredible tangle of wires on the ground and this little hut and a couple of receiving, and their people are waiting to hear, and the word hear obviously has to be in inverted commas, waiting to hear a signal from the Big Bang. You know, and you kind of go, wow, how cool is that? To wake up in the morning and go and look at some instrumentation, which might tell you that this incredibly tiny wave from the Big Bang has finally reached Earth.
Well, finally reached Earth, or we've finally been able to see it.
Finally been able to detect it, yeah.
Whichever comes first.
Yeah. Hamish, thank you very, very much for talking to us. And it's an important reminder. We sometimes to forget that this really world-class science is happening at the SKA and at SALT, not just the SKA. Digital Signaling Process Engineer with SKA.